Hey, say hello to Adam Ballard. Adam is the Associate State Director for AARP, and they've been very vocal during the mayoral election about the needs of older adults in Chicago. And quite frankly, it's people over the age of 50 who actually went out to vote in the mayoral election. And their category that they want people to pay attention to is that the city's leadership needs to do a better job of making Chicago a livable community for people who are age 50 and older. Exactly what does that mean by livable?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we did a survey of older voters, before the primary really got rolling even. And, like you've heard in almost every debate and you've heard in a lot of the news coverage, older adults are really concerned about safety in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a nonpartisan organization, AARP can't really take specific positions on some of the more contentious issues like guns or policing, things like that. But the way we get at safety is we talk about livable communities. And by making communities more livable, places where folks have opportunities to succeed, to feel safe in their communities, you get at some of the root causes of some of the things that cause the violence in our city, right?
So right.
This is really the framework we use to address that whole family of issues.
And can you give us any specific things that you think the next mayor should pay attention to make this city more livable?
Absolutely. I mean, we're really going to need the next mayor to really focus on things like housing affordability, availability of housing, accessibility of housing as folks age, and mobility needs change with age, right? Folks need places where they can stay, where they can live comfortably and safely. We need transportation options that are safe and affordable in all neighborhoods of the city, right? Distributed equitably around the city. It's easier still to take CTA or to find a cab on the north side than it is on the south and west side, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and we need real equity for transportation across the city so that people can, again, live in the neighborhoods that they want to live in. We need more pedestrian and bike-friendly options. We need pedestrians and those who bike, many of whom do so well past 50, to be safe and to feel safer in the streets and the neighborhoods. And if we can do all this, it allows older Chicagoans, again, to remain in their homes and the neighborhoods that they chose to live in as they age.
Right. And it might be where they've lived their entire life and they don't want to have to leave. I mean, nobody wants to leave their home. This is Adam Ballard. He's in the studio. He's the Associate State Director for AARP. So what steps can the next mayor take to immediately make those changes to make Chicago a more livable community? Because, they promise, I'm going to do this on day one.
Yep.
We know there's never much done on day one, but it should be fairly immediate. And what do you think they need to do?
Yeah, so we tend to look at the first 100 days or the first few months, and some of the things that we think can be done right away under a new administration. We want to pass an ordinance that takes the additional dwelling unit program citywide. So there's currently a program on the books that allows additional dwelling units, and these are garage conversions. You might some people call them
carriage house
conversions,
yeah.
Or in-law suites, right? Those have been re-legalized in specific areas of the city, but it's less than 30% of the city, and we would like to see that program taken citywide so that folks who, often single-family homeowners or property owners who want to have options for flexibility, right, as for their families to come and live with them,
right,
or for a caretaker to live with them. They might want to move out of the main house and live in the smaller unit, right, and let their family live in the big house. ADUs provide so much flexibility and options for folks who are considering how to live, again, where they want to live as they get older.
Yeah, that's important.
Citywide. So yeah. We want to see that ordinance passed as soon as possible. A lot of support on council. We want the next mayor to get behind it as well. We also, we want to see some really strong messaging from the mayor's office about adopting Vision Zero and Complete Streets policies. So what this means, Vision Zero is policies that create a goal. We're working towards a goal of zero pedestrian fatalities, right? So these are things like making turns on red more safe, narrowing streets, forcing turns to be a little safer, right? Slower, so that people can't just
careen off into a crosswalk like they still can at all.
Because you know people just roll. They don't even stop.
So the things that we can do, and it's not even about increasing enforcement or ticketing, right? It's about how we design streets and intersections that can make them safer. So we want to see a more proactive stance from the mayor's office, Department of Transportation, to adopt those principles into how they design streets and intersections across the city. And then, you know, I think the lowest hanging fruit is we would really like the next mayor to announce as early as possible that they intend to add Chicago to AARP's national age-friendly network of states and cities. There's already 11 communities in the state of Illinois that have already joined the network, a lot of suburbs, but also some downstate cities like Peoria and Alton and Champaign. And we've asked for a long time for the city of Chicago to join. A lot of, you know, peer cities, New York and LA, have joined the network, and we think it's time for Chicago to take that step. And all it is is an affirmation by the mayor, by the city council and government, that we're going to come up with a plan, right? We're going to look at our policies, look at the way we deliver services to older adults, and come up with an intentional plan to really improve the way we do that. And by doing that, they can join the network and have access to, a network that, again, it spans across the entire country. There's over, I think, just a few hundred cities nationwide that have joined. And 7 or 8 states have joined. And actually, the state of Illinois might be next, the next state to join. So, you know, we'd like the city to join about the same time that the state joins the network. So that's something that we think can be done right away, is an announcement that Chicago's going to pursue that process.
So as a representative, as an associate state director, and I would imagine your state director, these are all issues that you will bring directly to the mayor's office, whoever occupies that seat.
Yeah, we've already been talking to during the primary, we got time with all 9 candidates, and they heard this platform from us. So both of the current candidates, Brandon Johnson and Paul Vallis, are aware, and they know that we'll be bringing this back to them whenever one of them wins the election.
And can people find out more about what you do? Is it AARP.org or is it AARPIL.org?
So it's AARP.org/IL.
Okay.
We'll go to our state page, and that should give you access to our voting information and a lot of stuff that we're doing right now.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Adam.
Yeah, glad to
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Love the hat.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
He's in the colors that represent AARP, but he's got the hat that screams Irish, so he's ready for a parade if he wants to get in one. Although we don't have one in Chicago, and I wish we did do it on the day.